Clearly, something that's not here. Two questions. Who wrote this in the first place? And where is the stone in ore that the son mentioned?
I assumed Bowman's did most of the original, and his wife finished it.
Wouldn't he have used first person?
Not necessarily. It's possible the literary conventions of the time forbade it. Raven often chided me for interjecting too much of myself into the annals. He came of a different tradition.
We'll accept that as a hypothesis. Next question. What became of the wife?
She came of a family from Orr. I would expect her to go back.
When she was known as the wife of the man responsible for loosing me.
Was she? Bowman's was an assumed name. She brushed my objection aside.
Whisper acquired those documents in Lourdes, as a lot. Nothing connects Bowman's with them except his story. My feeling is that they were accumulated at a later date. But his papers, what were they doing between the time they left here and the time Whisper found them? Have some ancillary items been lost? It's time we consulted Whisper.
We, however, included me out. Whatever. A fire was ignited. Before long, Taken were roaring off to faraway places. Within 2 days, Benefice delivered the stone mentioned by Bowman's son. It proved useless. Some guards appropriated it and used it for a doorstep to their barracks. I caught occasional hints of a search progressing from Orr south along the route Jasmine had taken after fleeing from the Barrowland, widowed and shamed. Hard to find tracks that old, but the Taken have remarkable skills. Another search progressed from Lourdes. I had the dubious pleasure of hanging around with the Limper while he pointed out all the mistakes we made transliterating Ukiteli and Telkuri names. Seems not only were spellings not uniform in those days, but neither were alphabets. And some of the folks mentioned were not of Ukiteli or Telkuri stock, but outsiders who had adapted their names to local usage. Limper busied himself doing things backwards. One afternoon, Silent gave me the high sign. He had been spying over the Limper's shoulder off and on, with more devotion than I. He had found a pattern.
Chapter 50. Noman. Darling has a self-discipline that amazes me. All that time she was over there at Blue Willy, and not once did she surrender to her desire to see Raven. You could see the ache in her whenever his name came up, but she held off for a month. But she came, as inevitably we knew she must, with the lady's permission. I tried to ignore her visit entirely, and I made Silent, Goblin, and One-Eye stay away too, though with Silent it was a tight thing. Eventually he did agree. It was a private thing, for her alone, and his interests would not be served by sticking his nose in. If I would not go to her, she would come to me. For a while everyone else was busy elsewhere. For a hug, to remind her there were those of us who cared. To have some moral support there while she worked out something in her mind. She signed, "I cannot deny it now, can I?" And a few minutes later, "I still have the soft place for him, but he will have